going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. Oh, man, you got Corey Majors.
Could that be my new nickname? Yes. Oh, man, Majors?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
And you've got the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we have a humongous show today, obviously, yeah, leading into the NFL draft, our path to the draft, brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all the DFW Pluckers locations today for our annual draft party. I'll be in Dallas. Corey will be in Allen. Alec will be in Fort Worth at City View. And I wanted to throw one more little wrinkle for my location. Last year, we had some people bring by cards. If you need an on-site valuation for your cards as well, come on up to the Dallas location. I will help and make that happen.
One of my favorite beers, Peticola's Velvet Hammer. There are a lot of beers. Martin House has the Texan, the Imperial Texan. It's a phenomenal beer. Peticola's Velvet Hammer is on tap at Pluckers. And Kevin, you know I love this beer. So that is I'm going to have one in my hand tonight. If you would like to share Peticola's Velvet Hammer with me tonight, come on up to the Allen location and we can have a discussion, or we can just talk beers if you want to. Beers and draft, I'm all about it.
Ooh, I like that. Draft beers.
Draft beers.
I get what you're saying. I do. See? But in the meantime, and we're going to talk a ton of draft today. We will. But I feel like there's something else we need to get into. Give me cut number 2. Because the Stars made franchise history last night, this morning.
Mason Marchman on the forehand. Pass, shot, score! Score! Tyler Seguin! The Stars have done it! Back-to-back overtime wins! 2-1, they lead the series. 2-1, they win game 3.
For the first time in Stars franchise history, they have won back-to-back playoff overtime games, like in succession. It's amazing. They've only led for about a minute 20, but it doesn't matter.
It's insane. It was minute 05 in that game.
Okay, so yeah. Probably still, yeah. So the Stars win 2-1. They take the lead 2-1. This is now 4 straight games in the playoffs on Colorado's home ice that they have taken. And I have to admit, this was a wild turn of events. You looked at the last overtime game. So let's go back to game 2. I felt like the Stars were in control in the third period. I felt like they were in control in overtime. In this game, not so much. Like in the back half of the third period, it did not feel like the Stars were in control. And then obviously in overtime, because you had the bulk of the double minor penalties still to be worked off. It felt like the Avalanche were in control, but doesn't matter. Either way, control this. The Stars win the game.
Yeah, this is one of the... I'm starting to get concerned, but also at the same time excited that this team likes to do this late in games and be the overtime winners. Like, it just seems like this is how we do games, Kevin.
Yeah.
We come on late in the game, and then we say, you know what? We are going to score in overtime, and that's how we're going to win games. I like that they keep at it. You know, that's one of the things that Bochy always talks about. And Bochy, what a fantastic man he is, Kevin.
Indeed.
His ability to do so many things at once. But he always talks about the fight that his team has. They're not going to give up on me. And I know that because I see it in them. And the Stars team, they didn't look... Man, that game was kind of boring, quite honestly, for most of the game. And it looked like they were plotting. Both teams were plotting and trying to figure it out throughout the game. And it was good defense. I guess you got to give that credit. Great goaltending. Otter did a phenomenal job last night. I loved how he played.
I thought both goaltenders were really good.
Well, Kevin, I'm not going to give him much credit because he lost.
But Blackwood.
But the way that the game just kind of plotted, you saw that they were like trying to figure it out. We're going to figure this out at some point. Something's going to go right for us. Unfortunately, Marchment looked like he was going to be the GOAT for the game, and then he turns into a partial hero for this game. And that was an awesome moment that he was able to. I think what do you like more here? That his teammates said, "Don't worry, we got your back. We're not going to let this 4 minutes go by with you in there and not give you an opportunity to make up for it," or the fact that he did what he did afterwards. Because I think the fact that the team hung on is just as significant as the final outcome there.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I've always wondered what goes through a player's mind in the penalty box in those key situations. Like, I understand you're going to get penalties. That's going to happen. But in key situations like this, like, how much of it do you spend just intently hoping that they kill the penalty? Their penalty kill was fantastic yesterday. How much time do you thinking about how the refs jobbed you? How much is just pure blinding anger? Like, I'm really curious what the breakdown is when that happens. But there are so many, and you can kind of view just that one play and say Rantanen, Marchment, Sagan, love it. You cannot leave out Lindell, who made a glove side save essentially on what looked like, off of the deflection, looked like it was going to be an empty net to just pop it in there and you were going to be done and Colorado's going to win. It's always like, I know you get the ebbs and flows from the crowd, but then there's the ebb and flow where you see them all stand up. Like, the Colorado fans all stood up because they thought game over. That deflection leaves an open net. Boom, goal. Lindell stopped it.
Yeah, that was spectacular. I'm noticing more and more, and I don't know if this is a Stars specific thing or if this is Stars against Colorado, something that they specifically like, but they like to crash that right side. I'm going to say, I guess, the left side of the net, right side if you're pushing forward. Marchment's goal. Go watch that. Go watch how many times Rantanen's kind of gone in to set that up too.
Yeah.
And it looks like they want to skate the puck down in there and then drop it back because Colorado's over pursued on that. And it kind of leaves what it did for Tyler Seguin to get the goal that he got. But Kevin, I think it's just, did you watch DeBoer on the bench last night? Every time they cut over to him, he was cheerleading. And it was this, even whenever they got penalties, he was in their ear, this positive, keep at it. And that's the mentality of, look, we're two evenly matched teams, very evenly matched. It's going to be that who wants it more mentality that's going to get us through this thing. And to take that one back, Kevin, I told you yesterday, home ice advantage. You didn't believe me.
I mean, at the time,
you didn't believe me.
They did not have home ice advantage.
Do we have home ice advantage now?
Oh, man, we do.
Yes, we do.
Now we do.
Yes, because I knew we were going to get it back. That's why, Kevin. So here we are, back with that. And again,
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
I think in home games or road games now, Otter's numbers, he's like leads goaltenders in goals against average. He's been spectacular. I'm really excited because this could be that next run for him, Kevin. This could be the one he's got them figured out.
Is it okay that I still really, really don't like Nichushkin?
Okay. Did you like him before?
I mean, once
when have you ever liked him?
I liked him when he was here until he was like, I don't want to play for the Stars.
Yeah, that was a little weird thing. That dude's giant. Like he is giant.
And he's very skilled, yes. As you saw in that goal. That goal was unbelievable.
It was
like
amazing.
Again, I was a bit taken aback on our discussion in crosstalk. I thought he just chumped everybody out and scored an amazing goal.
He did look, and I'm about to hurt some people here. It did look like Luka, right? Finding the pick and then finding a lane right to the basket. Like it really did look like I'm creating this space for myself. I don't need anybody, and his vision there for it. And Otter really didn't have a shot at it. You know, he was just like, I got to pick one. And he got me on this. But yeah, no, it's okay to hate. It's okay to have some hate in this, especially
sports
with Colorado,
hate.
Dude.
Sports hate's different
than Colorado. They know.
Actual hate.
We understand. That Colorado knows that we don't like them. They don't like us. There's a history here,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, just every time he does something, I'm like, yeah, you didn't want to play in the NHL or play for
the
Stars.
You know
before.
What?
That's cool.
Kevin, that's fine. He didn't want to be part of this team. He didn't want to be part of a team that's on its way to a championship. That's okay, man.
I like it.
That's okay. We got our guys.
Are you able to enjoy a nice moment for the opposing team? Because I found myself not particularly moved whatsoever because we all knew how important this game was going to be when everyone was going nuts for Landeskog.
Did not care.
Yeah, and I acknowledge it's amazing that he's back out on the ice. But in the moment, I was like, that's great. I hope you lose.
Yeah, y'all can celebrate as fans for your guy. That's fine. I'll acknowledge it after this series is over. What a fantastic story
I think
that
that's
is.
Fair.
But right now, man, you're the enemy, and you went out there and you laid a hit on Rantanen immediately in that game to try and get your crowd fired up, and it didn't work. You still lost. So at the moment, it was kind of cool, though.
Oh, you did love it.
I didn't care about the fans being excited. I didn't care about the big sign they had and everything. I did not care about any of that stuff. I didn't care about the video they played to try and hype everything up. But when they showed his kid on the glass, when they showed his family on the glass, and they
threw the puck up
that
there.
That did get me a little bit because, you know, family is a big deal to me. So that one got me just a little bit.
Now,
that is to be out of the game that long.
It's unbelievable.
And be that,
I agree.
You did feel like they were going to get a lift from that last night. And maybe they did. Maybe the Stars knew they're going to get that kind of lift, and we just have to be better defensively for it.
Now, the Stars penalty kill last night was unbelievable. It's kind of funny. Like, you know, sometimes we talk about some of the defensive struggles and sometimes a disproportionate amount of blame goes on Ottinger. I feel like just like with a quarterback in the NFL, that's just part of the deal. And I did think Ottinger was fantastic yesterday, but man, oh man, did that penalty kill step up and help him out. And it goes beyond just the Lindell block that obviously, like you can literally look at that play and be like, that saved the game. But the fact that you got another penalty against you going into overtime, and this one double minor, I thought we were screwed.
Okay, hold on. You thought we were screwed.
I did.
Can I say that I thought I knew at that point we were going to win? Obviously, because I predicted home ice advantage already.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I was like, hold on. Didn't we just experience this?
And we did.
Like, it feels like, all right, we got experience doing this, guys. So don't worry about it. We know what level we have to be at for the next few minutes here in order for us to get this win. Kevin, the penalty kill was good, and it didn't have to be good. And I'm not saying it didn't have to be good. Like, it didn't have to be good. Those penalties, some of them were bad. There were some seriously bad calls.
Was it the tripping penalty?
I can complain about
it most.
Yeah, that one for sure. I didn't love the Marchment one. I really didn't. It did look like incidental. It did look like an accident, but hey, man.
Except if it didn't go if that was against our team, I would have been kick him out of the game. But I was like, it was an accident.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. And
I realize you don't get credit for that, but I also looked at that. So he didn't mean to do that.
And I'm not trying to. I can gripe about that. I can gripe about that stuff. I'm not expecting. I hope the guys on that ice, they don't care. They look like they don't care whenever these penalties. They're just like, whatever. We got to go. Now we got to focus on what's next. I can gripe about that kind of stuff. But there have been two calls on Mikko that I've been like, come on, man. What are we really doing here? And I don't love it that much. I'm glad he got the forward assist on that. The combination assist.
Yes.
I do like that.
I've
felt that he's fought for a lot of things in this series and it just hasn't gone in for him yet. And at some point it's going to. And granted, you gotta also think on the other side, Colorado's like keying in on him whenever he gets the puck on his stick. Because they do not want him to have a goal in this series. That's probably what they were marking up. We don't want, you know, they'll remember the Titans. I don't want him to gain another inch. You know, like that they're probably thinking the same thing when it comes to Mikko. And he is fighting for what he's doing.
It's impressive that the Stars lead this series despite like continually having to play from behind. They have had a consistently solid record when playing from behind, 19-15-2 this year when trailing in the first period. But you'd hope that you could start breaking that, and I hope we see that in Game 4. But for a night, love to see the contributions from Ben and Sagan as well. I know I've been tough on them. They're responsible for your goals as well as a whole lot of other. Man, the way Sagan put away that game winner, it looks so easy for him. I know it's not easy, but he made it look easy.
Kevin, if they win this series, I might be giving Sagan my MVP.
Ooh.
And for a couple of different reasons. You know the lift that you expected Colorado to get last night from their guy coming back?
Yep.
Sagan has done that on the ice. Not necessarily where the crowd is going nuts that he's back and everything, but the effort that I'm seeing from him on the ice, and maybe, again, I mentioned it yesterday, maybe it's fresh legs. Maybe it's because he didn't play all season or for a large portion of the season, and he's got fresh legs, and everybody else is a little bit more tired than him. But he's finishing checks. He's checking hard. He's fighting for pucks. All of these little things that it takes to win games, I'm not used to seeing Tyler Sagan doing. And he's doing these things, and that's what championship hockey is about. And he's doing the things that's going to take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.